He's fantastic for Jermaine. I'm over the moon for him, and it's nothing short of what he's deserved. He's in very good form at the minute, and I've been particularly impressed with him in the last couple of games. And it was good. It just shows the progression that he's making. He's played in the England under-18 squad, in the England under-19 squad, and he's been called in for two games now against the Czech Republic next Saturday and then on the Monday. I'm delighted for him. His teammates are delighted for him, and I'm sure Jermaine's over the moon himself as well.
You said on Tuesday that it was the first time under your tenure that you've had three defeats on the bounce. Does that make this point then the toughest experience you've had while you've been manager here at Posh?
Well, it's been an interesting experience, and it's been important to make sure that we get the players together, make sure that the team stay together and make sure that they're strong and they're positive and they're ready to perform on Saturday. And that is the key. That is the key thing. But yeah, it has been uncharted waters for me personally. It was last week at two games. So when it went to three, there was the obvious thought process that we went through, and we've been clear in our actions, and we feel that we've dealt with things decisively, and you'll see a reaction from the team this Saturday.
I suppose balance has been one thing that has been tough because of the injuries, hasn't it? Because if you've wanted to play at four at the back, for example, you haven't had a left-footed full-back because of Cozzi's injury. You've had to play a centre-back out at right-back as well, and balance is something which you struggle with because of the injury situation.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the changes that we've had to make have been forced upon us, and you're right, we haven't had that natural balance in the squad, particularly the back four, and that's something that we're working on now to make sure that that's right for the weekend. And when we get that, I would fancy our chances against anybody.
Is there any better news on the injury front, Dave?
We're still waiting out. It's a work in progress. I'm keeping constantly, obviously, badgering the physio morning, noon and night to get those ones back. And if they're not back, then I'll definitely be looking to make sure that we have the players available to play for us that that can give us the balance in the squad that we need.
From that then, are you looking possibly to bring in a left footer on loan? Is that business that could be done?
Possibly a left back, possibly a right back, but that will be dependent on the recovery of Michael and Cozzi.
Is it harder than perhaps people looking from the outside in think to bring in new players? Because we keep going on about the 60% rule about how much you can spend on players' wages, but if you're up towards that limit, then I guess you have to shuffle the pack and move players out of the door before you can add more to the wage bill.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a number of things that go on behind the scenes, obviously, that we need to make sure all add up and total up. And we need to make sure that if we are bringing players in, that they're the right type of players that we want. There are long discussions. There's a lot involved in it, a lot more involved in it than people would think. But the one thing I can guarantee is we are working morning, noon and night to do the right thing for this football club.
Ben Alick had a tricky night, didn't he, on Tuesday? Let one slip through his fingers and parried one against Burton, which maybe he could have done better with. Is that a position you're looking at? Would you consider a change and Dion getting a chance?
Ben will play on Saturday. That's it. I have 100% faith. I have 100% belief in Ben in everything he does. He's a strong character. He's an excellent professional. He's held his hands up. He's aware that he made two errors, and what he has done, to be fair to him, he's bounced back and he is working his socks off to make sure that he puts that right. And he knows that because of what Ben is. He's a leader, he's a competitor, he wants to win football matches, he wants to do the right thing by the team. And for me, I have 100% faith in Ben at this moment in time.